library, a book I had on hold came in when I was like halfway through this 650-page book. And I waited the maximum amount of time I could to pick up the book so I could try to get further through the book. And I ended the day I had to pick up the book or get fined for not picking up the book. I was almost exactly halfway through this second book.
Right.
Yeah. And so I go and pick up my book, which is The Fall of Hyperion, which is the second book in a four-book science fiction, mostly science fiction, kind of fantasy epic, which is, like, crazy. It involves a AI persona of John Keats, the poet,
the
16th, 17th century English poet, brought back to life as, like, a cybrid, is what they call him, but, like, a cyborg, like a AI intelligence inside a quote human body, all these pilgrims going on a pilgrimage to the time tombs, which are moving backwards through time and feature this crazy monster called the Shrike. Anyway, that was another like 600 pages that I had to insert. And while I'm halfway through this book, I'm walking past the neighborhood library and I find the next three books of the Malazan Book of the Fallen in the... So I, you know, then just went and added a cool, like, 3,000 pages to my queue. Anyway, all of that to say, I think that the local libraries, those little cool take-or-leave-a-book situations, are a lot like community radio. Because, you know,
what a segue.
You might find something you've been looking for a long time. You know, you might run into a song you've been wanting to hear forever, or a book you've been wanting to read forever. You might find something you're like, what in the actual hell is this? This is so cool. Yesterday, I was walking past. There's one right past my house. I check it every time, even though I don't need books. They had three strategy guides for the, like, N64 and PlayStation era James Bond games. Not GoldenEye, but like Knight Rider, World Is Not Enough.
Amazing.
And like the Prima strategy guides. And like, what? So cool. Such a cool find. And I think that's something that happens here too, right? Like you might find something you would never ever have listened to or wanted to listen to, and you'd spend a little bit of time with it and you're like, oh, that's cool. And or you might, again, find something you knew you wanted and were just waiting for it to show up at the right time. Or, you know, if that doesn't work for you, you can go to the store and buy the thing you actually want,
sure.
I guess. But, I was thinking about that on the way here about, community radio and that, you know, they're both that sort of community space that is defined and even kind of like enforced and monitored by the community. You know, I think about the one near my house. There's a sign that's like, hey, this is for books. If you want to put other stuff out, there are places over here, over there. There's a drop-off bin by the fire station. But this is for books. And that sort of like, the community, there are people who repair it if it gets broken. There are people, there's a little like ashtray can in the park next to it that gets emptied by the neighborhood. And that community spirit, I think, is really, really cool. And, you know, you out there, you're our community, right?
Yeah.
And we, you know, with the radio station, if you don't like what's happening or you think you could do it better or differently, like, you can come up and contribute yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop a book off in the community library. You can come drop your music off at the station and we'll play it. So I just am continuously thankful for this community radio station, which is also, metaphorically speaking, a community library box.
What a good analogy. A+. I think it's true.
Cool. Well, thanks for allowing us to operate this community library radio station. Shall we continue to play music, Jamie?
Let's grip and rip. What do you think next? What's the vibe? What are you feeling?
Well, in the vein of gripping and ripping, it's hockey season.
It's the
NHL playoffs trademark.
Yep.
The big games.
No free ads. No ads at all.
And many of what would ostensibly be our favorite teams are no longer in these postseason matches.
I've already canceled my streaming service. I'm very, very excited about it.
Perfect. But many of these games are still going on, and you could call the whole playoffs overtime for the regular season.
It's true.
But also these playoffs have had, and all playoffs generally have had, a lot of overtime, including the game where my beloved Pittsburgh Penguins were eliminated. Anyway.
RIPs. But yeah, this is hopefully not as stressful as overtime.
Yeah, it is overtime, though. It's called Overtime. It's a song called Overtime by one of our favorites, Jody Glenham. Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF.
Thank you.
Antarctica 2005 by Buddy, a very Weezer-coded song.
We love
Weezer.
Big chonking guitars, you know? Just big chonkers.
We love it. We love that band, that track, that album, Glass, came out last year. Very, very good. You heard a short-ish interview with Buddy on the mixtape earlier this year in the lead-up to the Unreal City Festival.
Hey!
Which happened in January, actually not very far from where we're recording right now. It happened at the Russian Hall. We're at Maine and Hastings-ish, so just down the road a wee bit. And, man, unintentionally, the segues, just crazy, because you know who else played at that festival?
This is intentional, Jesse.
It was Spencer Krug.
Whoa,
who's Spencer Krug? Well, he's the one of the minds behind Wolf Parade and Sunset Rubdown and Swan Lake and Frog Eyes and Fifths of Seven and Two Ton Bowlers and Moonface and also solo work, right? Very prolific.
Which is funny because, like, isn't Moonface ostensibly solo work?
Yes, but most of those records were like collaborations. Like, he did a bunch of them with Sinai, who are a Finnish band. He was living in Finland at the time. I don't know if you knew that. It was wild. Anyway.
Jesse, why do you know so much about him?
I know all this because I did a whole bunch of research because I got the chance to interview Spencer Krug. And that ruled. Was very much fun. That was very much fun. I guess that's a correct sentence. Oh, man,
yeah, yeah.
I am not speaking well today, but it was great. It was super cool and interesting. You can find that at cjsf.ca. Don't worry, I'm not going to play that interview here because even though he lives on Vancouver Island, I don't think it counts as VanCon. But very, very cool to talk to him and a great experience that I would not have had if it were not for community radio. And the audience, you, who allow this radio station to exist, so thank you. But it's even more of a full circle moment than I realized, because this week I was digging through some files at the station, and I found the on-air demos for myself and Jamie. And these, so the on-air demo, in order to get on-air to host a radio show at CJSF, we don't ask much. We do make you take about 3 hours of training, and that's just basically like, here's how all the equipment works, here are the bare bones rules, don't swear.
I should say I'm pretty sure it was less intensive training when we were there.
I think honestly, so to put a pin in that, the last stage of the training, you do the training and then you have to complete a demo. And this demo is just like 10 minutes of fake radio. You're pretending to do radio. The requirements for the demo are certainly less stringent now than they were then.
Really?
Just in terms
okay.
of what needs to be included. We've added another training where we go over like rules and regulations and stuff. So, sure. I found these demos and they are from 2009, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's almost 20 years ago, Jesse.
Yeah. And we were both just little babies. And, let's just do it.
Let's play them.
I'm going to tease what the thread that ties all this back together. But just here for now is me sounding like a baby. We're not going to play the whole thing since we don't have time for that. And also, most of the music is not local, so it doesn't make sense to play here. But let's just hear my first ever foray into radio.
Hi, you're listening to CJSF. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at 90.1 FM. Also available at 93.9 Cable FM, streaming and podcasting at cjsf.ca, or on TELUS HD TV, channel 706. My name's Jesse Wensloff, this is my demo tape, and to start off, we're going to hear a song from Andrew WK. This song is called Don't Sell Hot Dogs Tonight.
So...
You sounded so out of breath, Jesse.
So out of breath. I also like how every sentence ended with an upward inflection.
My name's Jesse Wensloff.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Just a wee little baby playing Andrew WK off of a split with the Evaporators. Too bad I didn't play the Evaporators.
Yeah.
You know, but...
So close.
So close.
So close.
And then, you know, we come back and I'm reading a PSA.
And Saturday features an industry panel called Making Short Films in Vancouver. The festival after party takes place Saturday night and is free with the purchase of a pass or ticket.
You can tell that there's some nerves.
Oh, for sure.
There's a bit of a wait.
Yeah. And then you know, we get a little further.
BSFF 90.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon.
That's a Democracy Now PSA.
Whoa.
Goodman. Arizona CJSF 90.1 FM.
Sounding like it's coming through the frickin' muck, because that was back when we used the carts to play PSAs. So it was like an 8-track.
Like a physical... Like,
yeah, an 8-track cassette.
Yeah.
And you can hear it's been recorded over and over and over and over again. Very cool. And then, you know, I play another song. What is this one? Oh, Superchunk, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good. And then another...
You're so college rock, Jesse.
I know. Doing a PSA read on top of Superchunk, and then
by Sunset Rubdown, and the song is Silver Moons.
Oh,
Dragon Slayer. Hope you enjoy.
I played Spencer Krug's Sunset Rubdown on my demo, my first ever radio stuff. And then, freaking 17 years later,
yeesh,
I'm interviewing Spencer Krug.
Now, you didn't unearth this prior to your interview, though.
No.
So
I could not share it with Spencer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did share that I was with you on stage at the Wolf Parade, air quote, final show, singing along to Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Heck yeah.
So that was nice. I did get confirmation that he was at the... 2001 Penticton Peach Riots, where they rolled the giant peach into the lake because MC Hammer canceled his show. Anyway, and now, just to be fair, I'm going to embarrass Jamie a little bit too. Let's go. Jamie's first ever attempt at radio.
Hi, my name is Jamie, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby. We're also on 93.9 Cable FM, streaming and podcasting at cjsf.ca and on TELUS HDTV channel 706.
Do you remember that guy? Like, does that sound like how I was?
I guess so. I mean, I have retconned your voice in my memories to just be your current voice at all times, right?
It feels like I'm trying so hard to be cool. No,
sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, we've got some Yukon Blonde, so that's technically
sort of local adjacent.
Right? What do we got later?
Check out the National Nicky Museum and Heritage Center. The number is 604-777.
Talking about an event at the National Nicky Center.
That,
you know,
again is
classic.
604.
Beach House.
Make sure to check it out.
An ad for Intravenous that once again sounds like it's coming through the mud. I think we got
by donating online, supporting the paper egg campaign.
Another PSA.
Let's go.
And then, who's this?
This is the We Are the City.
We Are the City, a band we all forgot existed.
They had a real moment.
They did. They won the Polaris Prize,
yeah.
I believe.
They won the Peak Performance
Peak
Project.
That's what it is. They won some money for their music.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when you and I went to radio school, which I should say is not a prerequisite by any stretch to be doing stuff on the radio.
No, I think I am the only person at the radio station who has any radio training or anything. Well, that's not entirely true, but it's close.
One of our classmates was really good at impressions.
Mm.
Sean Aquiline.
Yes.
Living in Rock Creek these days, I believe.
Town councilor /
Running for council. Right. Yeah. Anyways. Sean had an acting background and was really good at impressions. But I always felt that his impression of me was like lazy, slack-jawed, and unrealistic. But then I hear...
yourself from that time, and you're like...
I truly hate that he was right.
That's just the magic of of community radio is you can start like that and end up as amazing as we are today.
My name's Jamie.
My name's Jamie.
This is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should recapture those youthful personalities. but yeah, thank you for being with us since 2012. That's crazy.
You go listen to those old mixtape shows are on the website somewhere.
Yeah.
And you want to hear a couple slack jawed youths. Holy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just always forever grateful to the station for that opportunity, but also to you out there for listening to us and giving us the opportunity to keep doing this as much as we do. So
we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't feel like there was a bit of a relationship that we've built.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like, we get back from you what hopefully you get from us, and it's a nice, like, it's a sustaining version of community, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. And we can't do this without you. So thanks for being there. We have time for one, maybe two more tracks. So I'm going to jump right into it. We were talking about our younger selves and being stupid young, maybe not stupid, but just young people, fresh to the world. And so why don't we play a band that is also young and full of young people. This is one of our favorites, Scarlet Fever, from their record Girl with Shank. This is called Get Out.
We'll be right back.
Jamie.
Jazzy!
That is it for this week's episode of the Vancouver Mixtape. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you!
For listening.
We're grateful for you.
Yeah. Couldn't do this without you. Wouldn't do this without you. And can't wait to be back again doing this thing with you, sharing the experience, and making radio. So, love you lots. Take care. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In Pakistan, a group of midwives is helping provide medical care to expectant parents and babies on the front lines of climate change. Several times in recent years, extreme rain and melting glaciers have caused widespread flooding in Pakistan. In 2022, flooding was so severe during the monsoon season that a third of the country was underwater. For people needing prenatal care or a safe place to give birth, the ordeal was frightening.
Some of them were living in flooded areas, they were living in tents, they were living in displacement camps.
That's midwife Neha Mankani of the Mama Baby Fund. During this and other floods, her group helped provide maternity care and childbirth support. And it operates a solar-powered clinic on Baba Island, off the coast of Karachi, to serve coastal communities that are vulnerable to flooding from sea level rise.
In times of the month that the tide is high, the water comes still right outside my clinic, but it won't come in because it's an elevated facility.
To get patients there, the Mama Baby Fund runs a free boat ambulance.
It goes from island to island, picking up women who need to come to us or they need to go to the city for some kind of emergency care.
So expectant parents and babies can get the care they need, even during a flood. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.